Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio, live from Digital Ignition. I'm John Ray. Welcome. Glad to have you again. And we are looking forward here in just a moment to welcoming Michael Horwitz. Michael is with the CBA Group. We look forward to hearing from him. But first, I want to remind everyone that if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. And now to the main attraction, Michael Horwitz. Michael from the CBA Group, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here today.
Thanks for being with us. So tell us a little bit about you and the CBA Group.
Sure.
What do you do?
I am a business broker. And the CBA Group is a business brokerage firm. We're headquartered in Charlotte, and I am working in Georgia, helping people to buy and sell small businesses. Business brokers are intermediaries. And what we do is we help sellers, owners of businesses who are looking to sell their business. Either they are looking forward to retirement or they're transitioning to a new venture. And on the other side of the same coin, we help business owners look to merge or acquire with businesses. Maybe they want to grow. They've grown their business as organically as possible. And so we will help them find that next opportunity to enhance their business.
Sounds great. So what kind of businesses do you typically work with, Michael?
Sure. It's the investment bankers that work with the big, large corporations. It's M&A advisors who work mostly in the medium market. We tend to work in the small to small, medium businesses. So Main Street on up. And the businesses that we tend to look at and do well for are in the manufacturing space, wholesale and distribution, and service, both B2B and B2C. And the size of those businesses range anywhere from about, and this is in terms of annual revenues, anywhere from about $500,000 a year on up to about $20 million. That's kind of the range of businesses that we work in.
So these are businesses that may be a really good business, good size, but still aren't big enough to get the attention from these M&A specialists that you talked about.
Right. And they're working in a different playground, if you will. They are often doing very large deals with a lot of moving parts. We're involved more with single owner businesses with a management team, perhaps not. So these are businesses, up to about $20 million in annual revenues, maybe up to about 100 employees. But generally, the folks that we work with have a staff and employees. It may sometimes be a single operator.
So let's talk to those business owners out there that, I mean, everybody ultimately is going to give up their business one way or the other. Yep. That's just the way it works. So whether that's a sale or whether that's a passing it off to family or whatever. So how does a business owner get their business ready for that sale?
A terrific question, because the reality is most don't. Recently, you were kind enough to share some statistics with me. And I think there they said that 48% of business owners have no exit strategy whatsoever. And dying at your desk is an exit strategy. Most don't even have that.
Right. It's a strategy. It's just not a very good one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
to even have a plan, some sort of thought, it's interesting to note that some people use the 80%, I use 70% of businesses that are listed for sale don't sell. And primarily that happens because the owner has an unrealistic expectation of what the value of his or her business is. And so it's just not priced right. Very often, because there's been no strategy, no transition thought, the owner is the business. And that's hard to sell because a new owner wants to come in with experts who can also help him build and grow that business. So transition planning, whether it is to pass it on to family. And there's, you know, I saw a statistic, 54% of owners would like to pass it on to family. About half of those accomplish that. More often than not, family members just aren't interested. It's not where their passions and interests lie. So the biggest thing that I can say to a business owner is start thinking about that exit strategy. What does it look like? There's a lot of pieces involved in that. It's not only what's the business worth, but it's also, have you done the things to make the business valuable, more valuable? Your revenues are a lot of them, if possible, recurring revenues. It makes the business more valuable if you have contracts. Are your processes, your methods and procedures documented? Those are the kind of things that are your books clean, that a buyer is looking for and makes the business simply more valuable and more sellable.
So something tells me you come in with a checklist of things you're looking for. If someone says they want to sell their business, Michael, let's talk. You've got a checklist of those type items you're looking for.
I do. And, you know, we know the CBA group has been in business for over 17 years, and we know what makes a successful sale and what the appropriate actions and reactions are. As transaction brokers, as intermediaries, there are two parties. There's the buyer and the seller. Those two have to be brought together in a win-win, and I like to say win-win-win scenario, because employees are often part of the equation. And you know, whoever's the owner is wants to not only pass on his legacy, but take care of his employees. You know, the real goal is to structure a story in such a way that it makes the business compelling to a potential buyer, but also sellable to the owner of the business.
And so it seems like one leads into another, right? So you've got your checklist of items, and you've got this checklist not because you're trying to be a bad guy or onerous on the seller. You're trying to help them out because you know what the buyer is going to be looking for,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, look at us a lot like, and the model's a lot like a residential a real estate broker. We're going to help you stage your business. We're going to help you decide what makes the curb appeal in the business. At the end of the day, it's all about the numbers, but it's also about who you are. It's about who your employees are. It's who your customers are. And we're going to look at all of those and try to tell a compelling story. And the difference is some people are very successful in selling a home sold by owner. Most people rely on a broker because we have the experiences and the tools and the means and the contacts and all those other things in our business communities to make for a successful sale. The other thing I'll share is that to make a successful sale, it's more than just having a competent broker. You need a strong accountant. You need possibly a wealth manager because you're looking at your retirement planning. Not only your exit strategy, but your retirement plan needs to be a significant component of that. We also have those contacts in the business community that we can bring to the party to really make for a well-rounded transaction.
And so just like you use the analogy of a residential home sale, obviously the better staged, the better the price. So that really, one leads into another.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the price is dependent on, just like you have in a neighborhood, the homes are generally in a range, a narrow range in the neighborhood. You can make yours look attractive. You can make sure that all of the amenities are updated. Some can, some can't, and it's going to go into the price. At the end of the day, though, you can't sell a $350,000 home for $450,000 in that neighborhood. And that's what we're looking at also. We are looking at doing valuations of businesses. So we're determining what the business is worth in today's market to a rational buyer. And those numbers, that valuation is based on comparable numbers that we know. There have been transactions that have taken place over the last several years. We access that data. And depending on the segment, the sector that you're in, the industry, different industries have different multipliers. So, for example, manufacturing enjoys anywhere from a 3 to 6 times multiplier on EBITDA. Retail.
And EBITDA, let's define that
sure.
for folks.
EBITDA is a fancy way of saying your earnings. The earnings before your interest, depreciation, and taxes. It's a way to smooth out accounting numbers in order to give a potential buyer a view of the business, of the kind of cash flow, the earnings that can be realized.
So pre-tax cash flow,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes, essentially it is. And in smaller businesses, we also add back, and I know we're getting a little technical now, but we add back discretionary earnings. So we take the earnings number and we will add back owner's salary. The reason to be in a small business in many ways is also some of the benefits of running your health insurance, your automobile, your phone. All of those get added back to the earnings number and then the multiplier applied. So depending on what your industry in, we'll look at if your multiplier is 2x, does your business fall on the low side of that or maybe a little bit on the high side of that? We'll tell the story and suggest a price to list your business at that we think it will sell for in a timely manner.
So how long does it take to sell that business? I mean, once you get it listed, how long does it take?
The average time statistically is about 7 to 9 months. And a lot of that depends on, is the asking price appropriate? How willing is the seller to negotiate the terms? Most people would like to walk away with a check in their pocket. The reality is most people don't walk away with a check in their pocket. There are terms that are structured around, and again, it's creating a win-win-win scenario so that buyer, owner, and all the other stakeholders are made whole in the process.
So, Michael, talk a bit about maybe a success story or two.
Sure.
Somebody that you've walked all the way through to a glory land, as it were, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'll talk a little bit about a business that our Charlotte office listed in Greenville. And this is a business, it's a managed service provider, and they are outsourced IT. So they help you with your network, your security, your data, cloud services. And I met a guy, actually at the Alpharetta Business Expo, who's in the same space here in the Atlanta area. And he said, I'm looking for a book of business. I'd like to buy a managed service provider to grow my business. Paul, a broker in Charlotte, represented the seller in Greenville, and I represented the buyer. And we worked together, Paul and I, and brought the two parties together and structured a deal that made a win-win for everybody and helped them through that whole due diligence process, all of the other things that the tick list, and it's lengthy, of things that you have to do to get to the closing table. And, you know, if you mess up along the way, you don't get to the closing table or things aren't right at the closing table. And that's a lot of the value add that we bring as well.
So big incentive for business owners, though, to get with you maybe even a few years ahead of time, right?
Yes.
And do some planning so they can understand some of the things that they need to do to pre-plan for that sale.
Well, and I'd like to think that our value add is to make the process a little bit more steady, easy, straightforward, and to also get a better price for your business because we are helping you and we bring in people like exit strategy planners to help the business owner look at it and get to that value point. So that when a business broker can come in and list the business, everything's ready to go. That's going to make for a successful sale. When 70% of sales are not successful, there are reasons why. And I think that if a business owner avails himself of some of that pre-planning and then works with a competent intermediary, good things happen.
So all this sounds expensive, Michael. So tell us how you get paid.
Back to the real estate model. So we, just like a real estate agent, list a business for sale. And the thing we can't do is put a for sale sign outside the front door. An owner does not want his employees knowing, his customers, his competitors. So we have to work very, very confidentially. There's a cost associated with getting the business listed on about a dozen different websites, and we do other marketing activities. And for that, we ask for a retainer. We think it's a fairly modest retainer. Depending on the size of the business, it's going to be anywhere between $2,500 and $4,500. And then where we make our money is just like a real estate broker. It's at the transaction table. So our scale is similar. We do ask, for example, and this is just by the numbers, by the boilerplate, 12% of the transaction for the first $1 million. And then it goes down based on a layman scale.
So it's a percentage based on the sale price. So you've got an incentive to really come through to that business owner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Terrific. Okay. So for those that would like to hear more about what the CBA group can do for them and their business and selling their business, tell them how to be in touch.
Please. The best place is our website at www.thecbagroup.com. And you'll find a lot of information about how we do what we do. There are profiles of the various brokers, including myself, on there. And we even have a free market estimate calculator where you can take some of your financials, plug them in, and get a general sense of what your business may be worth today.
That sounds like a compelling tool. So,
yes.
Michael Horowitz with the CBA Group, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you being here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Thank you, John.
And that's a show for today. We thank you for being with us. But before we go, we want to remind everyone that we are on all the social media channels like Facebook, Twitter. Check us out there, share and what we're doing, North Fulton BRX for all the social media channels, and come join us on iTunes. Our shows get downloaded to iTunes every week, and we look forward to seeing you there as well. But we'll be back again this time next week, live on North Fulton Business Radio at 11:30. And we thanks to Trey, thanks to Mike. And this is John Ray. Thanks for being with us.